All right, so today we're diving into something pretty huge. $200 million, huge. And it all revolves around cybersecurity, but here's the thing. It's not going to the usual suspects like you might think, big tech companies or government agencies. This is aimed at schools and libraries.
Yeah, it might seem a little out there at first glance, right? But schools and libraries, they're really the heart of our communities, and they're up against it in this digital world we live in.
And the threats are definitely out there. We all know cyber attacks are on the rise, but what makes schools and libraries especially vulnerable?
Well, think about it. They usually don't have a ton of resources to throw around. Tight budgets, right? So top-of-the-line cybersecurity software, even dedicated IT security staff, that's all a big ask.
Makes sense. And I'm guessing a data breach at a school or library that could be catastrophic.
Absolutely. And it gets way beyond just the financial hit, though that's definitely a factor. Imagine the chaos if student data gets held hostage by ransomware, or the blow to trust if sensitive information gets out. These institutions, they're all about trust and cybersecurity. That's how we protect that.
You're painting a pretty grim picture here, not gonna lie. So, how's the FCC stepping up to tackle this? What's the deal with this $200 million program? From what I'm seeing in this WebPro News article, it's called the Schools and Libraries Cybersecurity Pilot Program. Sounds like they're trying to figure out if this targeted funding approach actually holds water.
Yeah, and a big part of that is figuring out the best ways to use the money. It's all about experimenting, seeing what actually moves the needle on cybersecurity for these institutions.
Okay, so it's not just a free-for-all. What are some of the specifics they're looking to cover? Like, what kind of cybersecurity services or equipment would this help with?
Well, WebPro News mentions firewalls, which are basically like a digital barrier to block unauthorized access to their networks.
Like having a security guard for your computer systems, checking everyone's ID at the door. And it's not just about keeping the bad guys out either. This program's also backing things like endpoint protection. So, say a student downloads a malware without realizing it, endpoint protection, that's the safety net. It isolates the threat before it can spread to the whole school network.
Right, because these days it's not just about having strong defenses, but also about knowing what to do when those defenses fail. So it's a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity. Exactly. And this funding can also be used to help schools and libraries implement stronger identity management systems. Things like multi-factor authentication, adding an extra layer of security to protect that sensitive information.
So making sure only the right people can access that critical data. It's like having multiple locks on the door to the library's rare books collection. Speaking of access, how does the FCC decide which schools and libraries get to benefit? Is it a free-for-all?
Not even close, actually. The FCC, they're being pretty strategic about it. They want to make sure this money is making a real difference,
Yeah.
So they're looking at things like the size of the school, where it is like, is it in a city or out in the sticks? And they're really focusing on low-income communities and tribal communities.
Yeah. That makes sense. Those communities often face an uphill battle when it comes to resources. And like we've been saying, cybersecurity is no different. But here's a thought. Let's say I'm listening to this and I'm not tied to a school or library. Why should I care about this program?
That's a great question. And here's the thing. This goes way beyond just schools and libraries. Think about it. If this pilot program actually works, it could have a domino effect. What if we could prove that putting money into cybersecurity for vulnerable institutions actually makes a difference? It could be a game changer, opening the door for more government funding and support for cybersecurity across the board.
So it's like setting a precedent, showing that this kind of investment isn't just throwing money away. It's about raising the bar for cybersecurity for everyone.
Okay, so let's say a school or library wants to get in on this. What's the process like? Well, from what I'm reading in WebPro News, it's no walk in the park. They got to put together a really detailed proposal laying out their cybersecurity needs and how they plan to use the funding.
And this is where it gets really interesting. It's not just about asking for money, it's about building a case. They need to know their weaknesses, what needs fixing first, and how to make every dollar count. It's like a crash course in cybersecurity strategy.
So yeah, not as easy as filling out a form and crossing your fingers. They've really got to show they're serious about cybersecurity
Yeah.
and that they've got a plan to use the resources wisely. Exactly. And the FCC, they're all about transparency here. The article mentioned that the selection process will be public, with the FCC announcing the applicants chosen for the pilot program through a public notice.
Ah, so it's like the cybersecurity Oscars, everyone waiting to see who gets nominated.
Well, maybe not quite like that, but
Yeah.
it shows you how competitive this is.
Ah.
And even for those who don't make the cut this time, just going through the process can be a win.
How so?
It forces them to really look in the mirror when it comes to their cybersecurity.
Yeah.
They have to identify areas for improvement, and start thinking strategically about how to address those weaknesses.
That's a good point. So let's say a school or library, they hit the jackpot and get selected. What happens next? It's not like they just get a blank check, right?
Definitely not remember that public notice we talked about. That lays out the next steps, and this is where it gets strategic, a competitive bidding process.
So they can't just pick the first cybersecurity company they find on Google?
No way. They got to do their homework, compare different vendors, weigh their options, and make sure they're getting solutions that fit their needs, and just as important, their budget.
It's like they become savvy cybersecurity shoppers, a skill that'll come in handy no matter what.
Exactly. It's about giving them the power to make smart decisions about their cybersecurity, not just for now, but for the long run. And it's important to remember, the FCC isn't just leaving them high and dry here. They've got support systems in place to guide them every step of the way.
Makes sense. It sounds like a ton of responsibility, but also a chance for these institutions to really take control of their cybersecurity future. So, assuming they've made it through the bidding process and found their cybersecurity dream team, what's the final hurdle? They've got to submit their request for services to the FCC. And if everything checks out, they get what's called a funding commitment decision letter, or FCDL.
The golden ticket. Basically, their official confirmation that the funding's a go.
So the FCDL is the FCC saying, all right, you've done your homework, you've got a solid plan, let's do this. And then finally, they can actually start putting those cybersecurity measures in place.
It's a journey, for sure. But for the schools and libraries that make it through, it's a game changer. And it's crucial to remember, this is a pilot program. The FCC is using this to learn what works, what doesn't, and how to make cybersecurity funding even better in the future.
Like a giant cybersecurity funding experiment with the potential to change how we approach this whole thing.
Exactly. The lessons they learned from this could have a huge impact shaping how cybersecurity is funded and supported across the board for years to come.
It's like they're not just protecting schools and libraries, they're building a safer digital future for everyone.
That's the hope, at least.
Yeah.
But it's not all about tech and money. There's another side to this program that I find really interesting.
Okay, color me intrigued. What's this other layer we haven't really touched on?
So it's not just about beefing up cybersecurity right now, right?
Yeah.
This program could actually turn schools and libraries into like cybersecurity mentors for their communities.
Oh, now that's interesting. How do you see that playing out?
Think about it. When schools and libraries, they make cybersecurity a big deal, it sends a message. They become those go-to sources, not just for books or tech help, but for staying safe online.
Like ripples on a pond spreading out from there.
Exactly. They could hold workshops not just for kids, but for parents, teachers, even seniors. Anyone who wants to learn how to be smarter online. Imagine a library doing a session on spotting those phishing scams, or a school with a tech help desk for parents who can't figure out those privacy settings on Facebook. It'd be huge.
That's a killer idea. It's like turning these places into digital safety hubs, giving people the tools to be safer and more confident online. So we've covered a lot of ground here as we wrap up this deep dive. What's the main thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
This schools and libraries cybersecurity pilot program, it's not just about throwing money at tech. It's about recognizing that in this digital age we live in, cybersecurity isn't a nice to have, it's a must have, especially for the places that are the backbone of our communities. It's about making sure everyone, young, old, tech savvy or not, has what they need to thrive in this digital world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And for our listeners who are thinking this is all well and good, but where can I learn more, maybe even get involved? What would you suggest?
The FCC website's a good place to start. They've got all the details about the program, who can apply, deadlines, the whole nine yards. But don't underestimate the power of getting involved locally. Reach out to your local schools and libraries, see if they know about this program, and if there's any way you can help out.
Love that advice. Because in the end, building a safer, more secure digital world, it's on all of us. This has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, stay curious.